time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Upset was the word of the day in Tuesday's primary for the Democratic nomination for governor of Florida.
This is a shocker. His name is Andrew Gillum. He's the mayor of Tallahassee. He led in no polls coming into tonight. I don't think he was in second place in a single poll coming into tonight. And yet Andrew Gillum is now the Democratic nominee for governor of Florida. He has upset the front runner in this race, Gwen Graham, former congresswoman. This is a famous name in Florida. Her father was a governor, a U.S. senator. What happened? Andrew Gillum, he was endorsed by Bernie Sanders in the home stretch of this campaign. A couple things to explain this. Number one, obviously, he did well in his base here. But here, go down to South Florida. What really powered Gillum? Broward County here. You see, he ran up the score. This is not his home region in the state. And Gwen Graham did terribly down here. Graham was supposed to hold her own, do better up by her base. Instead, Gillum just ran up the score here. Also, go down to Miami-Dade. This is Phil Levine, the third candidate in the race. This is his home base. Gillum winning this outright again. Graham finishing very, very distant third there. So Graham got crushed in South Florida here. Gillum did very well down there. He also did very well in Orlando. This is Tampa, Hillsborough County. He's actually going to win that there over Gwen Graham. That wasn't supposed to happen. Big margin for him in Jacksonville. And then how about this? Gwen Graham, this is her home base. This is where that congressional district she represented was, the panhandle there in Florida. She was supposed to run up the score here. You can see this is Gillum's color here, this dark blue. You see some of those counties he won outright, others he was competitive in. So all around, this is just a shocking performance. And what it does is it sets up a very interesting general election here. This is a candidate of the Democratic base, certainly Gillum, an insurgency here, I think you could call that. Who's he going to run against? He is going to run against Donald Trump's endorsed preferred candidate in the Republican, Ron DeSantis, the congressman there. He defeats Adam Putnam, establishment favorite there. The Republican establishment thought Putnam is by far, they felt, by far more electable than DeSantis. DeSantis wins this thing in a runaway. So Democrats are going to look at DeSantis and they're going to say, this is a very vulnerable Republican in a midterm year, in a midterm environment that looks good for Democrats in a state. It's been a long time since a Democrat won here.
Andrew Gillum, who could become Florida's first African-American governor, told CNN Don Lemon how he pulled off the victory.
I think my opponents collectively spent $90 million to our six in this race, and my wife refers to me as Seabiscuit. We sort of were counted out at many points. People thought we would not make it, but we kept going slow and steady, retailing our way all across the state of Florida, a state of 20 million people. People didn't think we had a chance, but we did. And thanks to the outpouring of support from, again, regular, everyday, working people who basically decided that they had had enough of losing. They've had enough with the status quo and that they wanted a candidate who isn't necessarily perfect, but one who reflects their values, one who reflects the everyday lived experiences of people in this state. That's what we tried to deliver. And all over this state, that message carried. What I've said to folks, again, in all parts of this state, is that that doesn't have to be a red or a blue or a purple issue. The job of the governor of the state of Florida is to do what is in the interest of all the people of the state of Florida. That's what I've committed to doing. I'm a Democrat, but most importantly, I'm a Floridian who wants to build a state that has room for everybody. And that message is what we talked about throughout the primary, and we're going to double down on that into the general. And for a voter who, again, will find me not a candidate they can choose, maybe for superficial reasons, then, you know, God bless them. But my belief is that there are more voters with basic and common sense values who believe that we can do the right thing in this state and, again, win. And that's what's gotten us this far. That's what allowed for tonight's upset. And I believe that that is what is going to make me the next governor of the great state of Florida.
In Arizona, two female House members will square off for the Senate as Representatives Martha McSally and Kyrsten Sinema won their respective primaries, with McSally fending off right-wing crazies Kelly Ward and Joe Arpaio for the Republican nomination. In Arizona's Democratic gubernatorial primary, David Garcia, an Army veteran and education expert, won the nomination to challenge Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, giving him a chance to become the state's first Latino governor in more than 40 years. In a private meeting with a group of evangelical Christian supporters on Monday night, Trump reportedly warned of violence if Democrats take control of the House of Representatives after November's midterm elections. NBC's Chuck Todd heard a recording.
Here's what the president said in a closed-door meeting with evangelical leaders last night. This is according to recorded excerpts we at NBC News have reviewed. The president warned that if the GOP loses the midterms, quote, they will overturn everything that we've done, and they'll do it quickly and violently. And violently, he repeated. There's violence, he said again. When you look at Antifa and you look at some of these groups, these are violent people. The level of anger is unbelievable, he said. Part of it is because of some of the things I've done for you and for me and for my family, but I've done them. This November 6th election is very much a referendum on not only me, it's a referendum on your religion, it's a referendum on free speech, a referendum on the First Amendment.
The governor of Puerto Rico raised the government's official death toll for Hurricane Maria from 64 to 2,975 people following the release of a new report. And that's just a bit of What's News for Now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.